Hey, how's it going, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about something I'm personally facing, and I just want to talk about it. I know I've done videos and podcasts in the past about this, but it's just so important to talk about because it's a real problem right now, and I just kind of want to just talk about it. So, anyways, there was an Axios article that recently was put out, and it was pretty much talking about like the biggest kind of sacrifices people took to buy a house. Now, I've made a lot of sacrifices in my life that I'm not proud of necessarily, but I've also done a lot of the traditional things like going out to eat a lot, drinking, kind of putting my money towards the wrong pursuits. So I'm not some financial angel and I'm not someone who's like the perfect role model when it comes to money, but I do feel like I study it every day. I work hard to understand it, and I'm making steps in the right direction. Now, some of these things are crazy, guys, because I just wanted to talk about it because it's interesting that what people are willing to give up to buy a house and live, quote unquote, the American dream. So, to afford homeownership, a lot of these people, they took less vacations or no vacations at all. Now, for me, I'll tell you, I couldn't do that. I love going on vacations. Life is short. It's a big, beautiful world. It's something that actually makes me want to get up every day. I just love seeing different cultures, trying different things, and just exploring. And I try to do so in a cost-effective manner. But the point is, people are giving this stuff up. And even if they love it, they're giving it up because they know that they need to take a sacrifice to get their house of their dreams or just a house in general. Something else people are doing, and I don't agree with this at all, and that is skipping meals. Now, and I don't laugh in a bad way, in a condescending way, but if you have to skip meals, guys, like to afford a house, that is not the right house in your price range. I get it, things are freaking expensive right now, but you should not skip a meal to try to buy a house. That is a horrible, horrible thing. It's not sustainable. When you're hungry and you don't do things right, you don't make the right decisions, you don't work as hard, you may be fatigued, you may not get the best workouts. There's a lot of things that can go wrong when you're skipping meals. So when I saw that this was a very large percentage of people that did this, and of course, eating out, yes. I am totally for eating out less. That's one of my bigger problems in life is I do like to eat out. Sometimes you can just make the same thing at home and it's 50% cheaper. So I totally agree with that. Working additional hours and shifts, I think that's a good thing. As long as you want to do it and you have fun doing that secondary job, I think that's a big win. As for the, selling personal possessions, I think that was another thing Axios put on their thing. And I don't know if it's something you don't care about, like an extra couch or an extra TV or like a gaming system or gold that you don't wear anymore. Okay. But if it's something that you really care about and you're pawning that to get four walls and a door and a window, that's not worth it. I understand why people do it, but for me, that's not worth it. And I think people should think twice. Now, borrowing money from family and friends, that's okay, but remember to actually follow through on the commitment because then you can cause some strained, I guess you can say, relationships with family members if maybe you don't pay the amount by the date you agreed to. And maybe give them a little interest too. I know that they're not a bank, but just as a type of gratitude that they got you the money. So, taking money out from retirement, that's a big no-no because you're getting penalized and you're getting taxed and you're also hurting the returns, the compounded returns every year. So I think a lot of people do that, and I don't think it's good, but I also understand that people are doing anything they can to afford a piece of the American dream. And I'll tell you, I think it's dead. I think the American dream is dead, but I'm hopeful that things turn around this year because I'll be honest, I'm working hard. My fiance is working hard. We're really working hard saving and investing. And it's even hard for us right now to get a house. So even if you're doing everything quote unquote correctly and you're playing your cards the best you can, it's still hard out there. So skipping important medical treatments, again, why would you do that? I mean, I would never skip an important medical treatment just to afford four walls, a door, and a couple windows. I think we need to put our body's our temple. We need to put that first. That's actually the one thing I'd even part with my Bitcoin for. And I know Jack Mueller said it a few years ago in a speech. He says, there's very little things I would part ways with my Bitcoin for, but one of them is health. If I ever was in a situation where I needed a heart transplant or a kidney or something, I would part with my Bitcoin then. But other than that, I won't part with my Bitcoin. And I thought that was interesting because for a house, though, a house that could be infinitely produced, you would be willing to skip an important medical treatment or a medical treatment in general? That's not right, guys. That sits with me weird. Anyways, that's just my opinion. Extra side hustles, gig work, working extra jobs. Okay, that's fine. And then gifts from family. Yeah, I mean, that's the way to go about it these days, is getting the DLC, downloadable content, from your parents and just applying that towards the house. Because the reason I say DLC is it's some people in life, they get kind of a bonus pack. You know, they pay a little extra and their kids get ahead. They pay a little extra. They give like money for the wedding, money for the house, all this stuff. And it's just all set. I think that's fine. But what I don't know and what I'm trying to think and wrap my head around is if you're given too much money from family, it can make you soft. And when you get soft, you drink more, you don't have as much conviction on your goals. You're not as hard of a worker, but you're also not as smart of a worker. I mean, I'm not saying that in every case, because you can look at certain examples like Trump. He was given a decent amount of money, but he worked hard and he was able to return a lot of money from that initial million. So I don't know. That's just some of my thoughts. But I think receiving gifts from family, if they have the money and they're willing to give it to you, okay. I mean, I wouldn't deny it either. But just keep that in mind, not to become soft. But what's driving up these prices? That's the big thing, is like, I'm like looking at these prices and I'm just in shock. I'm looking right now and a cheap middle class, lower middle class place in the Valley is about $525,000. Absolutely mind blowing. The hard costs of framing, foundations, drywall, HVAC, plumbing, you name it, they're all going up. And that's because of inflation. You can always print more money. You can't print more drywall. You can't print more lumber. You can't print more electricians and plumbers and HVAC technicians. You can't print more of that. And so as you print more money, the cost of these things will go up. As the cost of these things go up, they have to get passed back to the consumer, which is you, the home buyer. Now, these hard costs, I don't think they're going to come down. I mean, they may level off and maybe marginally go up over a couple of years, but I don't think we're going to see a big pullback because it has just been so crazy out there. And I think overall, that's the thing with inflation. I mean, if you look at, you know, gold, you look at silver, Bitcoin, any asset that's hard, you can't print more. Same thing here. Now, what's driving up prices? So, you know, labor also is at an all-time high right now. I don't know if you guys just saw it, but in California, they're doing a $20 minimum wage. What happens if you are a plumber in California and you're making $18, $19 an hour? And you need to be somewhat specialized to be a plumber, right? Well, so now what? And you're just an entry-level plumber. If you see the guy flipping burgers making 20 an hour, now you're going to go over there. Well, guess what? What if you do stay as a plumber? Eventually, you're going to say, okay, I want 22 an hour, 24, 25 an hour, which is minimum wage plus the skill level above that minimum wage. Well, now the prices are going to be higher for those services and for those products. So that's also what's driving up home prices, is you're seeing the price floor go up, rise to the minimum wage, and everything else also has to rise. So that's what creates a wage price spiral. Now, there's like, it's interesting though, because we see a lot of these soft costs, and this is like financing, marketing, sales, architecture, different permits on sewers and fees and impact assessments, you name it. The point is, Soft costs are rising because the cost of capital is getting higher. Marketing is rising because the cost of ads is getting more expensive. And sales may be slowing, but the commission rate may not be. Now, all these different things impact the price as well. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that are driving up prices, and it's actually hurting people. Like, it's hurting people like me, and I'm, you know, yes, I could part with my BTC and always work towards getting that house. But I also understand a lot of this is just a scam. You look, I'm looking at some of these houses, literally, guys, 3 years ago, these houses were $300,000. $300,000 in this same house from 2021, is now about $575, $600. So what happened in that span of time for the house to be worth 200% more? And it's just absolutely mind-blowing. And not much. Maybe there was like a little bit of lipstick and maybe there was a little bit of change, but the point is not that much. So lastly, I want to talk about land costs in places like Arizona, California, places that are really hot where maybe they haven't zoned more land or there's not enough places that's landlocked. You're going to see the price of land just going up perpetually because land, like Bitcoin, is scarce. You can only have so much oceanfront real estate in La Jolla. You can only have so much places, and I guess I'm trying to equate it to Arizona. I'm having a hard time. But in Arizona, there's only so many places that are in proximity of Scottsdale, right? And the point is that just drives up the prices. So, and this is something I'm having a conversation with myself about. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice? I think Bitcoin provides a lot of the same property characteristics of regular property, real estate, without having to put so much liquid capital in it. Sacrifices I'm going to be taking this year is I will try to reduce my travel. I may cancel one of my trips, but also what I'm going to really try to do is eat in more. You know, I live in Arizona. There's so many great restaurants. I'm always tempted. But the point is, why go through all that when at the end of the day, I can make the same thing at home and pay 50 to 75% less? It's not a sacrifice I want to make. It really isn't. In fact, I work so hard throughout the week and then to not be able to kind of do things as I wish, it sucks. But at the end of the day, we all in life need to make sacrifices, whether we have to work a little bit of extra hours or we need to take on a second job or we need to cut back. I think it's something that's worth doing because at the end of the day, we want to be successful, right? And to be successful, you got to make sacrifices. So overall, I'd love to hear your thoughts on sacrificing an arm and a leg for the American dream. It's crazy what people are giving up. It's crazy what's driving up these prices. But at the end of the day, I think things over the medium run, over the next 9 months to 2 years, will work its way out and all these discrepancies will be ironed out. If you guys like this podcast, please be sure to share it. If you liked it, feel free to send some sats, click the referral link, give it a review. All that means a lot. I appreciate everyone listening to this, and I hope you all have a good rest of your day.